doing the computer. Luke 23. Verse 26. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this story, the greatest love story ever told. Your death and your resurrection is why we're here. And Lord, we honor you. We praise you. We give you honor, praise, and glory. Lord, and I just pray the next few minutes that your words would just cut through our hearts. Lord, and that we will receive not just words, but things that are eternal. So, Lord, we want to be changed. We want to be transformed. We want your ways, not our ways. Lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Verse 26. And as they laid him away, they laid him hold upon Simon and Cyrene, and coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves, for your children. For behold, the days are coming in that which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and unto the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors laid with him to be put to death. And they were come to the place which was called Calvary. There they crucified him and the malefactors, one in the right and one on the left. And they said, Jesus, Father. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment, and they cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen one of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. It said this, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou really be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other one answered and rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our own deeds. But this man hath done nothing wrong. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Wow. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness all over the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent. And when Jesus has cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintances and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding all these things. It's a great story, isn't it? Amen. The Easter story. What a story. The greatest love story ever told, that Jesus left the comforts of heaven to die a sinner's death, knowing full well, and this is what gets me, knowing full well that many, many people would reject Jesus as their Lord and Savior. He said, it's worth it all for whosoever believeth in me. It's worth it all. But even so, Jesus died for people that would even reject him, just to give every one of us a chance of eternal life. And once again, we gather in his presence this morning with a chance to get to know our God more and more. In Philippians chapter 2, if you'll turn there, verse 4. It's important that we always remember this because it reveals God's character. It reveals God's character in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 through 11. That God left heaven to be here with us to die. And He did it voluntarily. Let's read. Verse 4 through 11. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. If there's one thing that Jesus and the Holy Spirit is going to guide you to, is to care for others. That's the difference between Christians and non-Christians. Christians are taught by the Holy Spirit and led to care for others and to love their enemies. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So it's the Bible's telling us, think this way. Jesus did this, who being in the form of God, Jesus in the form of God and the Trinity. We know about the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Jesus being part of that Trinity in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. It was voluntary, but love. It was love. And he took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and he became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That in that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Wow. Of things in heaven and of things on earth and things under the earth, everything is subject to the kingship of Jesus Christ. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. There's two key words to remember. And I'm reading this scripture because Jesus freely chose the cross. But he had it all. And he chose to die. And the Bible tells us to have this same mindset. Let this mind be in you, which it was also in Christ Jesus, in verse 5. Have this mindset. And there's two words that we've been studying about God's character. God wants us to be great in His kingdom. God wants us to have the best. But there are two words that over and over come back to me. If we as Christians are gonna be empowered and we're going to rise above the sin, the darkness of this world, we don't do it in our own strength. We only do it in that same power that Jesus rose from the dead, in that resurrection power. We need that in our lives. We're fooling ourselves if we think we can overcome sin and just choose the right path and be good on our own. Because we're born sinners. And we need a Savior. And we need this power, this resurrection power, to transform our sinful nature into righteous living. And it comes through a heart that is surrendered. It comes through these two words that I read and we've been covering. In order to understand the kingdom of God and to be great in His kingdom and to overcome all the world and His darkness by the power of the Holy Spirit, our minds must be like Christ's minds. We must serve however we can serve. And we must be humble like a child. That means trust. That means, as that song said, Lord, if you don't move that mountain the way I want it moved, I will trust in you. If you don't part those waters the way I want them parted, I will trust in you, Lord. And you'll begin to see when you just release that. When you say, Lord, I will trust you no matter what, you'll start to see the hand of God bring water out of rock for your life and bring living water. We serve a God who's waiting. He's looking to and fro for a righteous to bless, to execute the plan that He has for us. And two key words, form of a servant. Jesus took the form of a servant, and Jesus humbled Himself and trusted even unto death. You know the story. Jesus was, Lord, if this cup can pass, there's another way. You know, I kind of might prefer that, but nevertheless, Thy will be done. And Jesus went through the cross. In Romans chapter 5, verse 6, verse 6 through 8. See, Jesus died for when we were yet without strength. Remember those times before you became a Christian? When we didn't really know what the purpose of life was. We're just trying to do our best. When we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet even more scarcely for a good man would dare to die for someone. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, Christ died for us knowing that each and every one of you in this place has a free will to deny Him. And He will do it for you again. And again, and again, because love, His love is unconditional. Amen. Amen? While we were yet sinners, He died for us. His love is unmeasurable. God's will is that we all come to repentance. Last scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who His own self, that's Jesus, He bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. He bore our sins. Why did He die on the cross? To take our sins. See, Jesus died on the cross that our sins would be dead, and that we would live righteousness for eternity. I've been doing a series on God's character. Who is God? Why do we go through what we go through? What is God trying to accomplish? What is God's character? And I want to end with this thought. Because Easter is about the resurrection. Amen. Jesus died, but He rose because He was the perfect Lamb. Amen. Sinless. And because He died on our behalf, He was given honor, where one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He died for our sins. And I've been doing a series on God's character, and I want to end with this point, and this is the title of the sermon. God's character is to transform death to life. And Jesus represents that. God's character is to, if you feel you're on a journey, I'm going to ask at this time if Michelle will get her team ready to come up. And it's okay if you do it while I'm talking, that's okay. God's character is to transform death to life. You know that we were all headed for eternal death. The day that we were born, because of Adam and Eve's sin, we were all headed to eternal death. But God's character is to bring life out of death. And because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, every single one of us in this room have hope for eternal life. But it always has begun, and it always will begin with repentance. Amen? You'll never see someone get right with God if you don't get on your knees and say, Lord, I need to repent of all of my sins. I need to give everything to you. It's time not just to understand the concept of forgiveness and the resurrection and what Easter is all about, but to live as God has intended us to live. Jesus was dead, but 3 days later, he conquered death and hell. We were all dead. But we have hope. Because faith in Jesus means we too will conquer death. That is the promise. Jesus said, those who come to me will have eternal life. The cross is a big deal. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a big deal. And it's important to us to understand that it's a big deal. You know, to understand that one day, you and I, or all of who have repented and are living a new life in Jesus Christ, who are born again, as the Bible says, to understand that one day we will all stand before God, blameless, righteous, holy. Bible says, be holy, for I am holy. You and me, unworthy as we are, because of the cross and the resurrection, one day we will stand before God and God will count us holy. Because as the skit showed us, it is Jesus getting on the scale for us. And he's good. And he's righteous. Wow. We are not worthy. But Jesus died to make the unworthy people like you and me become worthy. Jesus' character is to bring life out of death. The cross is a big deal. And the first step is and always will be to repent. What does repentance mean? It means that in our hearts we acknowledge, we admit that we are sinners and we need a Savior to perfect us. That's what that is. It's not going back to your individual sins and trying you let the power of God take care of that in your life. It takes a heart that says, okay, I've been playing this halfway. I love God, but I go through the motions, but what God is doing, he's calling you, he's pursuing you to not play the lukewarm life, but to start living the empowered life, the resurrected life. And this Easter, we're going to open the altars for anyone who just, it's time. And I don't want you to feel, oh, I better go up because somebody needs to go up or pastor will hold the service forever. No, if nobody shows up, that's okay. This is about people and God. It's not about church and response. It's about your heart and you answering to the Holy Spirit. Who cares? You don't. There's no grandchildren in heaven. You don't get close to God because your mother is, or because your husband is, or wife is, or your children. You don't get there because of your parents. It's a personal relationship. You have to voluntarily say, I surrender. God loves you. He's pursuing you. We read a story a few weeks back. He will leave the 99 to follow you and bring you back. And this morning, there's some of you, you're that one. And Jesus has used this service to bring you back. There is power in the name of Jesus. In the count of three, if it's you and you're ready, Lord, this Easter I'm going to surrender all. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to walk differently. I want resurrection power in my life. Open the altars up and just come, and I'll quickly just pray over you and let God do the rest. Heavenly Father, we pray right now. Right now you're leaving the 99 and you're going out searching for the one. And your Spirit is touching hearts. And I bind the enemy that would try to hold people back from enjoying the joy that's in Christ Jesus. God's character is to bring transform death to life. Lord, we want to live. One, two, three.